your Friday morning from Tonic. You wanted more? It is Blake. Great to have you along and listening. Also streaming for you online at thedrive1005.com. Each Friday morning, we have John and Dawn on from MovieNightTrafficLight.com to talk about the new movies in theaters this weekend. A couple of friends who just love getting together and going to check out movies and talking to us about them on the radio. What are we talking about today, guys?
Well, today, one of the movies opening up is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning, which looks a whole lot like the original movie, so there's really no reason for anybody to check that one out. But we are going to talk about Employee of the Month and The Departed.
Oh, yeah, Jessica Simpson's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Employee of the Month, of course, my movie of the day, Blake. No kidding.
Nice.
That good. Of all the movies I saw last Wednesday in the theater, you know, starring Dan Cook and Jessica Simpson, Employee of the Month, by far my favorite.
And you, how many of you saw one movie?
Yep.
I'm trying to be positive. You didn't like us being negative.
All right.
Well, Blake, if you've seen the advertisements for this one, they're really hyping up that this was produced by the same guys that brought us The Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah.
But what they're not telling us is that it was also co-produced by Joe Simpson, who is Jessica's dad, which probably explains why this movie is such a mess. Dan Cook, he plays a slacker. Dax Shepard, he plays an overachiever. And they work at this Costco-like store, and Jessica Simpson, she's a cashier there. And apparently, she only dates employees of the month. So,
oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so that begins this whole lame game of those two trying to compete for employee of the month and get Jessica's attention.
All right. Dan Cook, definitely a likable guy and all, and I've heard so many people, Blake, say that he's, you know, a comedic genius, funniest man alive, all this stuff, but Employee of the Month, I'm going to say slightly funnier than the Fandango commercials.
Oh, those are bad.
It's just bad. I actually felt so bad for Dane that I sent him a fruit basket this morning.
Nice.
You know, bad acting. I was expecting that. Jessica Simpson, Dax Shepard, come on. What are we going to get out of that? But silly story, fine with that. But Dane Cook, Andy Dick, who's in this, Harlan Williams, who's in this, funny guys, not one funny laugh out loud line between them. I mean, there's a couple of chuckles in there, but it was just so over-the-top tame and reserved and kind of cutesy that it just had no hope of being funny. Honest to God, you could probably watch 2 hours of security camera footage at any real retail store and be more entertained.
Maybe so. I love that.
I do it all the time.
Is it what's better, Dukes of Hazzard or this movie?
Oh, my God. You're scraping the bottom.
Cross-country
well,
bus
ride. Well, I got to tell you, Blake, I was keeping track of how many times I actually laughed in this thing, and I laughed twice, but looking back on it, I can't figure out why, and I'm kind of thinking it's probably because this movie was so ridiculous. And, oh, by the way, if you are a fan of Jessica Simpson and you have high hopes for her acting career, yeah, she'll be fine if they keep her dialogue to 3 words or less.
Ooh,
I know.
Ouch.
So
you're just a hater, that's all.
Well, on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate Employee of the Month. This one is a red. You couldn't see that one coming.
Oh, come on. You're just as pretty as Jessica Simpson anyway, Dawn.
Dawn's prettier.
Thank you.
And so am I, actually.
John.
All right, the other one, though, The Departed. Now, believe it or not, Blake, a lot of people don't realize this, but this is the truth. Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt actually produced The Departed.
Actually, the original title for this movie was Internal Affairs, because it's a remake of an Asian film that came out a couple of years ago with that title.
Oh, okay.
But this one is full of star power. Like John said, Jen and Brad, they produced it. Martin Scorsese, he directed it. Has some huge names in it. Leonardo DiCaprio, yep. Jack Nicholson, mm-hmm. Alec Baldwin, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, and Martin Sheen.
Wow.
I know, it's
so
huge.
Was this produced before they split up, clearly, right?
Yeah, I think that's when they started the project. I'm not sure if they ended it together. But anyway, Jack Nicholson, he plays this ruthless mob boss, and he has Matt Damon infiltrate the Boston Police Department so they can figure out who their undercover cops are so they can kill him. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's one of those undercover cops, and he's infiltrated the mob so they can take them down. Well, this movie is action-packed, raw, gritty, and brutal, and you have to be warned, Blake, everyone in this movie ends up with blood on their hands.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Blake. Produced by celebrities, famed director, half a dozen A-list actors. There's absolutely no way this could be good, right? Am I right?
Right.
I'm not right. I'm completely wrong. This movie, phenomenal.
Really?
Classic Hollywood at its very best. This The story in this is just powerful and gripping, even though I admit I was a little confused at times, but I think that's just me. And the acting is stunning. I guess there's a reason why these guys are A-list actors, because everyone, without exception, absolutely incredible. Leonardo DiCaprio, who, of course, you know, tough guys like you and me, Blake, we normally find him a little annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. If he deserves an Oscar for The Aviator, he deserves, like, 3 for this.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin, that guy should be in every movie. You should not be making a movie without Alec Baldwin. That should be a rule. And Jack Nicholson is so good at portraying evil. If that guy had walked into the theater during this, I'd have shot him myself. I mean, the best part, though, I thought was the dialogue. Just one brilliant line after another. I'm telling you, I'll be quoting this thing for years.
Blake, I got to tell you, John's already started that, because in with all that brutal stuff, there are some hilarious one-liners.
Okay, give me a line, John. I can't let you off the hook.
Hey, John, who are you?
I'm the guy that does his freaking job. You must be the other guy. Mark Wahlberg does it much better than I do, though. He's so funny.
Cool.
So in our movie night traffic light, The Departed, this one is a green, amazing acting, a great story, but you've got to remember, this is definitely R-rated.
It should be all the Oscars. This should be the Oscars, this movie.
Movie of the year.
Yeah, movie of the year. So far, anyway.
All right, so let's wrap up. What are you guys going to be talking about next week?
Well, next week we're going to go check out Man of the Year, starring William Robbins, who becomes a president, or our president, and The Last King of Scotland, who's a story of Idi Amin as seen through his personal physician's eyes. And we're not going to say who, but someone in one of these movies also brings us an Oscar-worthy performance.
Big tease.
Tune in next week. Yeah.
All right. John and Don from MovieNightTrafficLight.com. You can even see what Don and John look like. They have their pictures there as well. And you can read more about the reviews they just did on these movies. And we'll talk to you guys again next Friday, right around the same time, a little past 8 o'clock. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, coming up, we'll take a look at your drive-in, your drive time traffic, and also your drive time weather forecast. And we'll get into some music from Pearl Jam that's coming up next in just a few minutes here on The Drive at 100.5.